Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai National Wildlife Refuge will open the Mystery Creek Access Road and a portion of the Alaska Pipeline Company's right-of-way corridor by 11:59 p.m. on August 9th.
We do this annually a year before the hunting season starts.
That was Kenai National Wildlife Refuge Deputy Manager Steve Miller. Coinciding with the beginning of grouse hunting season, the road opens to provide hunters better access to popular hunting spots. That being said, Miller cautions anyone who decides to travel the road to be aware of precarious road conditions.
We do caution folks that this is not a well-maintained gravel road. The gravel road is not too bad for the first 7 miles, but then once you get beyond that, there's a lot of deep puddles, and we definitely recommend a four-wheel drive vehicle.
According to a press release from the Wildlife Refuge, the road and pipeline corridor may be closed at any time to prevent surface damage should weather and road conditions dictate. The release says travel on the road and pipeline corridor is at the user's own risk. Users are reminded to limit vehicle travel to the established road right-of-way. Motorized access is prohibited beyond the eastern bank of the East Fork of the Moose River. In 2024, users may encounter construction activities within the pipeline right-of-way and are advised to use caution around construction equipment. The road will remain open through the fall and close at an indefinite date once colder conditions begin to set in.
It depends on when we get ice up. So what happens is some of these deeper puddles of water will start to freeze and it damages your vehicle once you start going through. So once we reach that point, we'll lock the gate back again.
An industrial community near the Arctic Ocean that supports Alaska's North Slope oil field hit a record 89 degrees Fahrenheit this week, the warmest temperature Dead Horse has seen in more than half a century of record keeping. The unincorporated community marks the end of the 414-mile Dalton Highway, a largely gravel and dirt road used by trucks carrying oil field supplies and equipment that turns to treacherous snow and ice in the winter. The normal temperature range for Dead Horse this time of year is in the 50s and 60s, said Andrew Stokes, a National Weather Service meteorologist in Fairbanks. The 89-degree mark hit Tuesday eclipses the prior record high of 85 degrees set in July of 2016, he said. Records for Dead Horse date to late 1968. Temperatures in Dead Horse have moderated and were in the mid-60s on Thursday afternoon, with the forecast calling for chances of rain and highs in the 50s through Monday. At midnight on Friday, August 15th, the Russian River campground area will close to all public use, including vehicle and pedestrian traffic, through December 1st of this year. The closure area begins at the Russian River campground entrance and encompasses all trails, roads, parking lots, campground loops, and all other facilities within the closure boundaries. According to a press release from the U.S. Forest Service, major construction with heavy equipment will take place on the Russian River campground road this fall and winter. The continued reconstruction of a one-mile section of Russian River Campground Road will involve new retaining walls above and below the road, expanded road shoulder, and new road surface and safety railing. Upon completion, the new road will ensure significantly improved access for all campground users, and the retaining wall will minimize the loss of critical salmon habitat due to hillside erosion. Pile burning is also likely due to continuing mortality among trees impacted by spruce beetles. Russian Lakes Trail will be closed from the Russian River Campground Road to the intersection of the Russian Lakes Trail lower and upper parking lot trails. Angler's Trail is not included in the closure, however, it will be only accessible by boat to the Kenai River or crossing on the Russian River Ferry at Sportsman's Landing. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.